We are joined by a friend from, I think we've known each other for 13 or 14 years.
It's been a while, yeah.
No, it's probably half that.
It might be 6 or 7 years.
Wait. Somewhere between 20 and 3.
Okay, so I got married in 20.
Hold on, I didn't introduce you.
Wait.
I didn't introduce you.
Oh, it's fine. I mean, just let's be nameless.
Sit back. Relax.
No, I can't.
Joining us in studio right now, we've known each other for between 6 and 13 years. Used to work in radio, and as I said earlier, he said, I want something that's more consistent and less weird. I'm going to be a pro wrestler. Hit the music.
Boys!
Now, coming down the hallway. Old school Howard Finkel impression.
Say the hallway?
Yeah.
Right there. So remember all those wrestling shows where the guys have to walk through the hall to get the ring?
Already sitting in the room.
Hailing from Catalina Island, led to the ring by his boys, weighing 230 pounds. 220 slim tight pounds. Planet Peacock, Dalton Castle.
Yes. Yes. Smatterings of applauses. I'm so excited. Oh, this feels great. Oh, man. Thanks, guys. 2011. That's when I started in Albany. So, like, whatever that
12
was.
Years 12 ago. Years ago. Well, so when I said 13 or 14.
You're
and
way
you
off.
Oh, no.
That was grossly very exaggerated.
Justified. It's like I said, we've known each other since the Big Bang.
All right. Let's just do it up front because I keep forgetting. We should have done this off air.
Didn't what?
Oh boy.
Brought you macaroons.
Yes! Oh my god. Ooh, oh, macaroons.
Macaroons.
Oh my gosh.
Yummy.
Hurry up, Howings.
That's some cheap heat you got from Kelly bringing macaroons.
Tiny sandwich cookies.
I'm going to use as many wrestling terms as I've learned recently that I can.
You even know what that means?
Cheap heat is when cheap heat, right?
What? Well, yeah.
Isn't that when you catch
I think you're mixing two terms. There's cheap pop. Which is like you say something
that was
like
cheap pop.
Cheap pop, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Cheap heat. That's like that's the opposite.
You want cheap heat to Kelly.
Yeah, I feel like cheap heat is something that you could get in trouble for and go to jail.
Oh, do it, Jimmy.
You say like I like your jacket. How long you've been working at the hardware store?
I did buy this at a hardware store.
Because every
wait, you did?
Is Cabela's considered a hardware store?
No.
They sell
hardware.
Do you
know what fishing and hammering are? Those are opposites.
What's Cabela's? That sounds like a sandwich.
It's like an Ace. It's like an Ace Hardware, but with nicer clothing section.
No, it's not
section.
Something like that.
It's like an Ace Hardware with salami.
Cabela's
and
is it's a giant Pro outdoor
Shops.
Thing.
It's Bass Pro Shops.
Guns, fishing, hunting, ammo.
Yeah.
Tools.
Yeah, side by sides, flannel shirts, not tools.
Let's get into it. So you went in for a gun, you came out with a jacket?
It's corduroy, yeah, you kidding me?
Kelly, as professionally as possible, eating the macaroon into the microphone.
Yeah.
I can't believe you came in with like 30 macaroons. You're like $5 a piece.
Yeah,
like cheap.
Well, I'm a famous pro wrestler. So I don't really remember that. Yeah, I've come a long way since some Albany.
You have.
So yeah,
you have.
I don't know if it was the first time we met you, but we were in town, and this was before we were doing live morning shows and stuff. So we'd come into town on like a Friday afternoon, hang out all day Saturday, go home Sunday, and so I think this might have been a Friday night, and there was a bar in downtown Albany on Pearl.
Yeah,
that was closing. It was like their last night, and they had a band going on at like 11 o'clock.
Hurt. It was the band Hurt.
Hurt.
Yeah.
Wow. And so we get there, and they're like, yeah, I guess you guys are going to introduce the band. And after a little while, we're like, it's late. We got to go. And somebody said, Dalton will do it. And so we said, hey, Dalton, I guess you're introducing the band last. And he goes, okay, I guess I'll just stay till 1 in the morning because I'm wrestling in Pittsburgh in 9 hours.
Yeah. You had to drive like forever to get there.
Wasn't it? I think it was Pittsburgh. It was some long drive.
It was
drive.
A long haul.
Yeah.
You were going to drive all night.
12-hour drive from Albany or something like that. I would do it like week or monthly. I would do that show every month. And like that's what I had to do to get out there and wrestle. Like you have to just do all these shows and you have to drive forever because nobody was buying flights at the level I was at.
Yeah.
And like radio was not like supportive of my wrestling habit.
It seemed like they were trying to block it.
Yeah. They're like, okay, we're going to give you every task you can to not do this thing that you love to do.
Yeah.
So much to the fact that when I finally started like breaking through in wrestling, they fired me from Race.
They did fire you at almost the exact, it was like 3 months before I saw you in Rolling Stone where it said, the wrestler everyone will know. And I'm like, oh good, the one we fired from Afternoons.
Yeah, the one with the personality that they wouldn't let use.
Yeah, they also told me so many times to stop talking about my wrestling on air. They're like, that's not interesting. Nobody cares. No. You're not funny. Talk less.
Does it hurt that you were told that by one of the least funny people I've ever known in my life?
Well, that's been whole career in radio.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Not everybody's like that. I'm not talking about anybody who's in Albany right now.
No.
Just for the record.
Just the patently unfunny people in radio tell you what's funny.
That was the guy that fired you, tried to fire us, was unsuccessful. So he went to another market where we were on, got a job there, fired us, replaced us with him, and then he got fired. And then years later, tried to get a job here by using us as a reference.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true story.
Full circle, right? Yeah.
Dalton, we don't have to drop his name because I don't need him.
No, it's a three-letter name.
It was this guy.
Yeah, two in the pink, one in the stink. That's what you held up, right? With your hand.
I held up the shocker. You remember that guy?
Dalton Castle's with us in studio.
I used to save air checks of him because he was my boss, my direct boss, and he would give me like advice on what to say on air and how to be interesting, and he literally cracked the mic fake laughing, like belly laughing, to go into like
someone had just told him a hilarious off-air joke.
That's what he was like saying, but his topic was, I just watched this funny video on YouTube and you must go watch it on the website right now, and he just continued to laugh and then hit the song. It was like a psychopath. I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Yeah, what a terrible radio show to watch videos and then tell you to go to their website and watch them.
We've never started. Yeah, we don't do that. We've never started
video
a
on air
laughing.
And react.
Yeah.
He waited till the mic was open to laugh and then like went back. It was why there was another guy too. The guy above him was insane too. He would
There's been like 9 turnovers since then, so we're nobody.
He was like the operations manager.
I'm trying to think of which one it was.
He was short. I know his name, but I was a short little. He was shaped like a thumb.
You've described most radio people, so this has not narrowed it down at all.
Especially at that level.
It was like a thumb, and he had like hair like a Brillo pad.
You're such a cute little thumb.
I'm starting to get some names now in my head, but I'm all right. So Dalton Castle's
but anyway.
Here. I'm going to move you on.
We gave away this prize, and he needed like sound bites to like use for the promo package, but they had already told the winner that they won this trip to like Cancun. And they're like, the guy was like, oh, excited. And he's like, oh, we forgot to record it. And then he comes in, and he's like, Dalton, you got to call this guy back. And you like tell him, prep him for what we're doing, and then go through the whole spiel again. So I had to call, set it up,
record it.
And he's in the studio with me, and I go, okay, all right, so you just won this big trip, right? Like 3 hours ago, remember that? Okay, we're going to go through it again. I'm going to say all the same things, but you're going to act real excited so I can use it. I go through it, and the guy's like, ah, yeah, great. Thanks. It was like, this is nothing.
Yeah.
But my operations manager.
People aren't comfortable. Like, you call someone and say, hey, do some show business, person who had no desire to ever do this.
Most people aren't actors.
Yeah. They just wanted to win the prize. So I go through it, and it's not good. So he gets on the mic, and he's like, all right, here's the deal. All right. So you just won this trip, right? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, you probably never won anything in your life before, huh? You big fat loser. Okay, you can say fat loser. But he definitely was like talking this guy down for never winning anything in his life. He was like, I'm real excited. I saved that recording
like,
too.
So you're being mean to get him to act excited?
Yeah,
like, up until now, you've probably been a big loser, right? So you're probably really excited about this because you suck so bad at everything.
Hey, why don't we give away the other ticket to someone you don't know? Because God knows no one will go with you, right? Don't forget to be excited. Dalton Castle's here at the Dalton Castle on Twitter. This text: tell Dalton he has the least intimidating wrestling voice ever.
Sorry, I have huge boobs though, like really strong pec muscles. So like the voice doesn't really matter. It also cuts through. You ever been to an arena? It is loud. And I'm like at an octave that like I feel like science hasn't proven why it works.
We went and saw you when you were in town with another production.
Oh, well, Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I still kind of wrestle on Ring of Honor. Like AEW owns Ring of Honor.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay. I didn't realize that. And you're in town tomorrow night, AEW Collision on TNT, a live show. You'll be...
Well,
on the
you'll
show.
Be there.
Well, I'll be there. Actually, I'm a little pissed off with the company at the moment.
Okay,
it's like
this is a good place to air that out.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to say it. They know what they did.
Yeah, like, you just called all your old bosses stupid thumbs.
You see, I leave a wake of disaster in every job I take. I mean, they've been mistreating me a little bit, and
yeah,
it's
okay.
been disrespectful. Hmm. So, like, I was supposed to be in Grand Rapids for my own reason. I wasn't here for AEW.
Yeah.
I was hosting an event.
Okay.
And then AEW announces that they're doing this show. How do you say it? The Van Andel?
Van Andel. Yeah. Van Andel Arena.
And I was hosting my event at the same building, which is outrageous. Like, they double booked it, and like the building people said there's nothing they can do about it. So, like, I'm having my event the same time AEW's having their event, so it's going to be a real disaster.
Dalton, you're doing events where you book arenas that seat 12,000?
What's a fundraiser?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm having the fondue fundraiser for space.
Wait. And, yeah. Wait. Okay.
And I'm going to write this down.
So
okay.
upsetting, because you now have to buy a ticket to AEW to come to my event. Which that's what the building says. It's outrageous.
And again, that was the fondue
fundraiser for space. Yeah, we got raising money for space.
For space.
Yeah, which is everywhere.
Uh-huh. It is.
It is all over the place. It is
space,
infinite. So like, we gotta get the money.
When you say space, you mean like outer Earth.
What does it sound like I'm saying?
You know, I don't know exactly.
I could be more clear about what this event is.
I swear you said fondue fundraiser.
Fondue, like cheeses all melted in the pot.
Okay.
And you pay a certain amount of money. You get the cheese. That's going to be happening.
Question, right. Are you going to have dessert fondue as well? Like chocolate with strawberries?
That's not what we're doing.
That sounds a little fancy and off topic.
It's not what space needs.
Problems. Well, we were going to have dessert. Because the AEW event happening, they ran out of space in the freezers and the coolers. Whereas they also said we didn't have all the cheeses they use for fondue. We have to use nacho cheese.
Okay.
Which they're ruining my event.
So it's just going to be nachos at the concession stand?
No, it's going to be pots of nacho cheese and sticks with little nacho sticks on the end.
Okay,
that's cute. I can appreciate that.
And then you charge extra to raise money for
space.
Well, all
a 501c3.
The proceeds will go to space.
Okay.
Okay. I'm glad we cleared that up.
So are you gonna have a treasurer? Like, what? How did they get the money in?
Listen, I'm just trying to get the money first here.
Okay.
It's one step at a time, and we move forward. Because, like, as the way I'm performing and how good I am at wrestling, I'm going to end up there anyways. I keep raising the bar, and we're going to end up in space eventually. Might as well get the money ahead of time.
I think this is brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
so tomorrow,
too bad that they double booked
tomorrow.
I'm unclear if you're wrestling in addition to this fundraiser for space.
I will be at the Van Andel. Andel. I will be there. But I am really committed to my event. So please come. Listen, if AEW was running at a different building, I would say yes, do both. DVR, AEW Collision, and then also come to my event. But now we're at the same building. So just buy a ticket to AEW and just come to my event instead. It'll be there. It's in the basement.
Okay. That was my next question. I was going to ask, are they splitting the arena down the middle?
No, they moved us to the basement.
Got it.
Yeah, it's very dark.
You were booked in the big house before, like in the big room?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we were going to have a real hot, big crowd.
That sounds like it.
Yeah. Grand Rapids loves cheese.
Well, that's a fact.
They love cheese.
Actually accurate.
Yeah. There's so much cheese here.
We're not in it, but we're three blocks away from the cheese district.
Yeah, did you know that every St. Patrick's Day, they fill the river with cheese to celebrate.
Of course. Why do you think I picked this city to host my fundraiser?
Is this your first annual fondue fundraiser?
No, I do them biannually.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that mean twice a year or
every
other year?
Years.
That means,
I always get confused.
I literally don't know.
Two types of cheese. That's what the bi means. For those who can't choose.
It's cheese that people find attractive, whether they're a man or a woman.
Yeah. So, that's so much.
If you okay, we got to take a break. I just looked.
I mean,
the
we've
time.
Gotten through so much.
Yes. We know that AEW's in town. There's a cheese and nacho fundraiser.
Fondue a fundraiser fun, yeah.
For space.
Fondue. Right. Don't
miss
it. The wrong thing.
Yeah. The FFFS.